Kum Len and Ablan Gemara. We'll start for a little bit from yesterday's Gemara. That from the Dalit and the Beis. The Gemara. Talk about what we learned. Sha'alu philosophines asakeinim b'roimi. The philosophers asked the elder wise men in Rome, the Chachamim. Here you see how the Chachamim engage and interact with all the philosophers, scientists, and doctors at that time. So they knew everything was going on. If the Abish doesn't like Avodah Zarah, did you all learn this already yesterday?
Yeah.
You learned it already yesterday? If the apes is like a Venezuela, if it's in of Atlas, so why doesn't he just eliminate them? Amr Lulahem, they said to him, because Ilu Ladovish and Ram Tarakhlai Avdin, but they would have worshipped things which are trivial. Hadi Babati would have eliminated them. Hadi Anoid, the problem is, what do they worship? Lechama, the sun, Levana, the moon, Lechama, the stars. Yevad, Oilam, Nash, Shaitin, destroy the whole world because of these idiots. El Oilam, Kimin, Haganai, the world should continue on its own. We're doing yesterday's Gemara. The Shaitin, Shekilklo, Asidin, Litna, Sadin, and let the apes take care or punish them. Another example, stole a measure of wheat, then he planted. We don't want that the criminal should benefit from his proceeds. The news are right. Justice would be nothing should grow. They'll get punished. In other words, the Eibusha wants to give us free choice. If it becomes very clear that if you do an Aveda, you don't gain, and if you do a Mitzvah, you do gain, then what choice do we have? Everything has to be equanimity. Everything has to be the same. Third shot, has relation adultery with a married woman. Dinu, the justice would be shloitis abish and fall pregnant. Ela oilam kimin haginoy v'ha'ila. Never the world continues. The shaitim shekilku asidin lisadin. Behind the damar shlokish amakash baruch. This is what shlokish said. The Abishah said, like dying let the shayim. It's not sufficient for the shayim. Shaisin seller shapumbi. They use my signet ring because we learned in Mar Sanhedrin that every person. Is the Abish should mince every person in his image. So using my signet ring, because they're trying to procreate. Rashi says an amazing Rashi. Rashi says, where in the world does the Shlokish know what the Abish is saying? How does the Shlokish know what the Abish is saying? Also, Rashi is bothered by all these Amaroim. You know, how do you know what the Abish says? How do you know what the Abish says? So he says maybe he brought the Mishnah Chumah because of a pasuk in Hazinu where it says Tzur Yolad Chateshi, that you know that you in a way like you forced me to create young children. That's what he's lamenting. Interesting Rashi. Shaul philosopher Echaz Rabbi Gamliel, a philosopher asking Gamliel, but Teirachim in your Teira says Kesher Lekechoy Shaychlu God is all consuming. Kel Kan is a vengeful God. Bipnei Mam is Kanabayv Das. Why does the Abish to punish those who worship? The aim is Kanabah. He's the Abish to punish the void is on itself. Omele said, "I know what's comparable to the Meller boss of Adam to a king. Show you Ben Echad, he had his lone child. Well, he said, 'Ben Ayim Gadle is a Caleb, and that dog, prince had a dog, a pet dog, and he loved his father a lot. He loved his dog a lot. You know what he decided to do? He'll give his pet dog a pet name. You know what the pet name was? The name of his father. Behelle Hashem Alavi, and he gave his dog the name of his father." Every time he got angry and used foul language, he'd swear, I'm swearing in the life of my dog, which his name is his father. When the king heard what his son was doing, who is he angry with? Who is he angry with? Obviously, I'm the son because I have no choices. The dog had no choice. Send him over here. The Abish, we punish the worshippers, not the Avodah Zarah. What bread did they have? So this guy got upset, this philosopher. Kelevata Koyra, so you calling my Avodah Zarah a dog? Is that to the comparison? Mamish, my Avodah Zarah is real. So what did you see so real about your Avodah Zarah? Well, I'll tell you what. Pamachas Nafud Lika Beirenu, there was a big fire in our city. The Nisif Rakoli Irkul, the entire city was decimated. And the Oise Beis Avayuchab Nisif, and Punk, that house of idols, was not destroyed. What does that tell you? How almighty our Getchkes are. Omaloi. So the Ben Gamil said to them, I'll tell you what. You got it all wrong. A king, Medina, there was a country decided to set a revolt. When the king now gets upset and he wages a war, who does he wage a war with? The people who are alive, or does he go to the cemetery and pull out all the corpses from the graves and beats them up? Obviously, those who are alive. Same thing with me. The Abish should punish your city over all the worshippers, the idol worshippers. So he destroyed all the people in the city. But the idols, they're dead. What should he do with them? Im hachayim oisa, im hameisim oisa. Havi yamin, im hachayim oisa. Amalei said, this guy got really upset. Kelev at the koyreisa, now meis at the koyreisa. First you called my our idol a dog, now you're calling him a corpse. Im ken yevdem in oilam. The Abish doesn't like it, let him destroy the idols in the world. Amalei, he said to him, Ilu ledovashenam tzarlo, if they would only worship something which is trivial, hadim avatla. The Eibusha would eliminate them. Hadihin Oivdin, Lechama, Levon, Lechamazalas, Lafikim to the waterways, Ledois, and to the valleys. Yevid Olam and Ashaitim. He destroyed the world for them. Vechain Reimer, it says, Asaif, Asaf, Kol Ma'al, Pnei Adama. The Eibusha destroyed everything above the ground. Numashem said, Eibusha, why? Asaf, Adol, Behema, Asaf, Eibushamayim. The Eibusha destroyed mankind, he destroyed the birds in the heaven, and Behema, the dog, the yam, the fish. Vahamich says, every single stomach back to Rosh Eibusha eliminate. First of all, it was a free choice. Because of the Shayim, you have aided them. We should eliminate from the world. And furthermore, people who believe the deity is like some king or some god, that he's like a god, I should eliminate all mankind from the face of the earth. We're up to six lines at the top. Nun Hey Amud Aleph. If anybody has a chance, if you can learn the Pirush HaMishnayis and Rambam on this Mishnah, it's the most fascinating Pirush HaMishnayis. When the Kitzur of the Mishnayis says over there is he explains the evolution of Avodah Zarah. A little bit different than what he says in the Rambam. But there basically he says is that when the world was created, there was mayhem. There was no such thing as a hierarchy. There was no such thing as rulership or government. It didn't work. And you can imagine what it was like. It was a catastrophe. You had to have a mabul because there's no such thing as discipline. So what did eventually people do? They realized the only way to be able to control people, the populace, is by instilling in them fear, superstitions, fear, something metaphysical, something that's not tangible. So the people, and then the only way that you can overcome these fears is if you deal with this hierarchy, and the person all the way on top of this pyramid over there, that's the one who can eliminate these fears. And that's going to call them governor, king, whatever it is. So how did they do that? They created a concept of religion. They told them about all of these stars, the powers they have, the occult powers. And I am the medium between that and you, and therefore if you follow me, I will take care of you guys. If you don't follow me, you're in Tzaddis, Hakta Tzaddis. And they started to write books about astrology and astronomy and so on and so forth, and that is how they control the masses. The problem was, says the Rambam, that after one or two generations, they started believing in themselves. The people in the hierarchical chain who were like the top, they started believing in themselves in their garbage. And so therefore, he said, that's how Avodah Zarah started. And it was there used strictly to discipline and to control. And you see in medieval ages, you don't have to go back to then, how the church basically ran the whole Europe. They toppled kings. They were more powerful than a king. The church was more powerful than kings. That's how it was. Shol Agrippa Sartzvah Zangamlil. Agrippa is a general Zangamlil. Ksiba Tarasch, listen, you tell you that Ki Hashem Lekecha Eish Ochlu, who is a consuming fire, Kelkan is a vengeful God. Now, Lechayd, he understood vengeful means that he's jealous. He's a jealous God. If he's a jealous God, that means the Abishai destroys Avodah Zarah with people worship because he's jealous. Jealous means when are you jealous? You're only jealous of somebody who's equal to you. You're not jealous of somebody who's unequal to you. So the fact that the Abishai is jealous of all the idol worshippers, what does that prove? That these idols, you know, Chas V'Shalom, are worth something, have value, have significance. The Abishai is jealous. Says the Gemara, so he asked him, doesn't that prove that Avodah Zarah is real? Klum miskane, who is jealous? Al chacham b'chacham. Who's jealous? A chacham is not jealous of a shaita, he's jealous of another chacham. Gibber is begibber, asher b'asher. Amala, he said to him, you got it wrong. But you don't want to tell me you got it wrong. Kilkan doesn't mean jealous, it means vengeful. It means that he's going to punish for your stupidity for following a shtick holtz, a piece of wood. But he said in a nice way, he said, it's a hard muscle to really understand, but a person should know, he married a second wife. Chashuva Mimena, the second wife, is even more intelligent and more distinguished than her, even though she's upset on the one hand that he took a second wife, but they're allowed to take a wife, but she's not angry with her husband because he understands. She understands why he married her, the second woman, because she's brilliant, she's rich, whatever, she has some maila. But if the second wife is inferior to her, then she gets angry with him. She gets angry with him. When you take somebody inferior, the same to Abishter. When he's angry with the people who are idol worshiping, not because he's jealous, he's angry with them for the stupidity. What are you doing? What are you banging your head against a piece of wood there? How's that going to help you? So there's a Yidin called Zunin who said to Rabbi Kiva, Libi, Libach, I and you, Yod, know that Vayachom Lez Mamashasha, Vayzora, Lechayda has no substance. Yet, Vokachazin, we see Gavli people, the Ozli, they go into the church. You know, these churches in America over there, you have these pastors, you know, you believe, and then you know, you walk up there, you have a heart attack, you have a missing foot, and suddenly you walk out with 3 feet instead of just no foot. You know, all these miracles happen before their eyes. So he said, look, we see these people, the Ozli Kimis body, they walk into these churches and house of idols when they have broken legs, but also Kimis body, they come out healthy. My timer. If there's no substance in our disorder, what's going on here? I'm a lie. A faithful person. Shahoya Be'ir, that was in the city. There's a person in the city that everybody trusted, and everybody used to give them their things. Everybody trusted them. They used to constantly give them things to watch for them and mind for them, and without any witnesses. And there's one person who always, whenever he didn't trust him fully, so every time he would give him something to mind, he would always have witnesses standing there by to make sure they know that he gave him something to watch, and then they would collect it back. Once they were in a rush, this couple who never trusted this reliable person, let's say a banker, shochach, he forgot, v'hifkid etz v'beidim. So one time they stored it, their jewelry, whatever it was, without any witnesses. Amr le'ishtai, so the wife of the honest person of this banker said that boy v'nichfarnu, when this guy comes tomorrow to collect his jewelry, he will say we never got it, and then he'll scream, "What do you mean? I gave it to you." And everybody in town will believe us when we say, "Well, one second, you never trusted us. You always came with Edim. Now you're telling me this story you concocted here that you gave us without any Edim. Who's going to believe you? Nobody. So here's our chance to make some money here." Let's deny it. This honest person and his wife. Because this idiot once decided why did he call him an idiot? Because he never trusted. The whole city trusted us and he didn't. So he called him a fool. This fool that did the wrong thing because he didn't have aid in this time. We should jeopardize and lose our integrity to take it for a few dollars. So what happened? You're telling me that sometimes people are sick, walk into these churches, and they come out healthy. Let me tell you. Yisurin, this is how it works. Every time a person, Rachman Islam, gets sick, when the Eibusha sends these Yisurim on a person, and the Eibusha tells these Yisurim, you start your Yisurim on a Tuesday afternoon, 4:13 p.m., and you leave 3 days later. That's how it works. Everything is made up. Everything is called protein. Everything is made up at a certain time. They plainly, and they through his doctor, they sound plainly using this medicine. So after the guy did everything what he's supposed to do, and then in 2-3 hours, the sickness is supposed to dissipate. This guy went to a church. His mazel, he went there the time that the sickness is supposed to leave his body. And then he walks out healthy. Everybody gives the credit to the church, when in fact the credit should go to the Eibushter. Justice would be that you're right, that the Yisurin shouldn't leave, so that they shouldn't have a pisch and pair, that the church shouldn't be able to say, claim that this is we're the benefactors. But we made a shvua. The problem is, we were honest. We made a shvua that on Tuesday afternoon, the sickness is going to leave. Because this guy was an idiot and went to a church to get it to leave. And now we're going to change our shvua. We cannot breach our word. We're honest people. So that's, and if our right to litter is the expression, expression is yitter.
So that presupposes that every time anybody gets sick, the first thing when they go to church, all of them get healed.
None of that. Oh, if the only. No.
But didn't you ask some of them get healed when you ask about kids?
Yeah, not every person. Says, you see, sometimes it works. So he's saying those people, they happen to go in there at the time that coincided, the time of being healed.
And the disease meant to go away.
Exactly. The main idea is it has to be, as it says, it has to be b'chiru chavshis. And if we would see clearly that the good is good, you get rewarded, and the bad, you get punished, then who wouldn't do bad? Wouldn't do good? What's the p'chidah? The whole purpose of this world is p'chidah chavshis. We don't see any advantage of doing good over doing bad, and we have to make the right choices. They come down and they what? They come and they hurt somebody, even their money, but they keep to the shvua, regardless of if you do stupid things. What about in our community? Interesting that Rav Rav Yitzchak should ask the question. There's a church in our community that we know for a fact, you and I know, the Chimitzarich Alma Mitzvah, whenever there's a drought, when he's rain, Mizchazilu Bechalma, he appears in the dream of certain people. But Amalu, he tells them, Shachtili Gavra, I want you to bring me a sacrifice, a human sacrifice. The icy mitzvah, I'll make it rain. And Shachtulu Gavra, we know for a fact that if that happened, they gave a human sacrifice. And for also it rained. So what's going on here? So we see that the Avodah Zarah is real. Amalei hashta now ihavishchivne. If I would have died yesterday, la'amni luchomis, I would never have been able to tell you the following thing which I'm about to tell you. Amar Rav said, ma'idichiv zen posik, ashechol lekavai lekecho oisam, the Eibush distributed them, lecholo amit to all the nations, melamit shehechlikan bidvorim, the Eibush made tests. out there, could they lured them in the olim so that people should come to the wrong conclusions. He deliberately gave some koyach. He deliberately gave some koyach to the goyim in order that they should make mistakes and follow the wrong way, again, to give them choices. If the guy is a jester, a joker, David should help him be a joker, or allow him to be a joker. But to those who are humble, Yitin Chenev will actually give. So when it comes to Leitzim, he'll allow them to be a Letz. When it comes to Anovim, he will actually give them Cham, which means like this. If somebody wants to do Avedis, we leave the door open. We actually help them out. We allow them to do mistakes. So the Rambam, the whole purpose of the Rambam saying is that Avedizoda has, conclusion here in the Sudha Gemara, that Avedizoda has nothing real, there's absolutely nothing real behind him. It's just conjecture by people and foolishness. Others hold that Avodah Zarah has tumah. There's a klipah, there's a klipah tumah. There is some reality, and the chatting mode is the Abishah gave them some koiches in order to lead the goyim astray. As Rashi says right there, menichah litas. We allow them to make mistakes. Now, the rest of the Masechta from here on in goes back to the subject of Yayin Nesach. Mazel tov, by the way. We have that we're going to the subject of Yayin Nesach, and we learned before that Stam Yainim, any wine of a goy, was awesome, Mishum B'nai Sein, because we don't want to get too close to the families, and because of Yayin Nesach, Now we're going to learn exactly all the dim of Yayin Nesach, you know, like touching and all that. Now, once it turns into wine, there's Yayin Nesach. Kozman is grapes, there's no Yayin Nesach. There's going to be a machlekish in the Mishnah, and the Gemara later who said it was the second Mishnah. In our Mishnah, it'll say the way it worked is you had a place where you press the grapes. And it was on a slope. They used to put the grapes there. They used to start pressing the grapes, and juice started to come out. But it's on a slope. And then they would take the grapes and put it on top in the big heap, and the grapes themselves sitting on top of each other presses down. Because you already started the crushing, the pressing, so you already make cracks in all the grapes. And then when it's sitting on each other, more juice starts flowing down. And then they put a heavy beam. So there's three stages. They put a heavy beam on top, and that would completely press the grapes down. And then all this grape, eventually they put a filter on the bottom, so it would trap all the leaves and the pips and everything else. And there'd be a big vat on the bottom. And that vat is where they used to collect the wine. No question that once it gets into the vat, that's wine. The question is, on the slope, is that considered wine or that just the juice of grapes? This Mishnah holds it's not wine, which means at this stage, a yid can help the goy out. It's not osa b'hano yet, because Stam Yain was osa b'hano. It's not osa b'hano yet, and therefore, how can you earn money from this? Because at this stage, the Mishnah holds it's not yet wine. There's another problem is, but you're also, the goy is going to make it tummy. And in Eretz Yisrael, there's a machlekes if you're allowed to increase tumah, you're allowed to propagate Tumen Eretz Yisrael or not, or germinate Tumen Eretz Yisrael or not. And this Mishnah holds that you're not allowed to. So there's two issues here. One is whether you're benefiting from Isurei Hano, and we're going to say on a slope there's no Isurei Hano. And the other thing is, are you creating Tumen in Eretz Yisrael? So therefore, you're not allowed to. Once it's ready on the slope, there's no problem of increasing the tumah because it already became tummy. When does something become tummy? Fruit, the moment there's a little bit of juice on it and becomes mukhsha, the seven liquids, it becomes mukhsha lekabel tumah. You know when that happens? When they actually are harvesting the grapes, when they're cutting, they're picking the grapes. But when, as they pick the grapes, they crack some of the grapes and some juice comes out. So at that moment, they're all mukhsha lekabel tumah. And as soon as the grape places down on his slope, all the goy's kalim atame, it's already kabel tumah. So if a yid wants to help the goy in the slope, he's allowed to, because there's no problem of creating tumah, it's already tummy from the moment he cut it. But he cannot help him boitzel, he cannot help cutting. But you can also help them tread and crush the grapes, because there's no avodah zarah yet, only when it gets to the boir. Okay, so, and when it gets to the boir, only the part that's sitting in the vat is wine, the rest still coming down is not wine yet. That's the Mishnah. Not a problem at all. Not according to this. It doesn't matter. Remember, here is the main according to this Mishnah. Later on, the Gemara says no. The Gemara will say that already in this stage, already the juice that comes out of the grapes, because the open purpose is to make wine, is already considered wine, and therefore you're not allowed to help them out because you are actually getting hanoah from something which is also as we'll soon see. Says the Gemara Mishnah. We have some time to do some Rashi's. Says the Mishnah, Loichin gas b'ute, you're allowed to buy a gas. You're allowed to buy these slopey things where they press and tread grapes. You're allowed to buy the grapes there with the juice, even though the guy puts his hand inside it and he collects the grapes and there's juice there, so his hand is getting into the juice. You're allowed to buy that juice from a guy. The noisel tapur he places on the mound on top, you're allowed to. The Einu Oisei Yayin Nesach, it does not become Yayin Nesach. Here Yayin Nesach means Stam Yayinim. It does not become Stam Yayinim Ad Sheyede Leboir, once it gets to the vat. Yored Leboir, once it enters the vat, Ma Shibbe Boir, Asud V'Hasham, only what's inside the vat is Asud. Rashi, Gaz B'ut, Shebot, V'Dorche V'Cham, that he crushed the grapes, they tread on the grapes, Shunoytel, even though the guy puts Anovim Grace Metoch Yayin, he takes the grapes out from the juice, Ba'adoshim, Shel Gaz Shekoyed Mai, she uses whatever these things from the gas to take it. The nice in the temple, you place it on top of the mound. Asifas galu anovim, when you collect a whole mound of grapes. Shetachas hakoida, that's beneath the beam. Kori tapuach is called tapuach. You have the mezbech tapuach. It's called a mound. Uvelaz shak or whatever it is. Uksover tan out tan holds lahavi yai nesach achi yelibor. When does it have the status of wine? Only when it enters the vat. Also, but in the vat, if after it enters the vat, it doesn't come also until the guy touched it. If the guy touched it, that's a problem. Narashi says, the way it was is he had this gas where they used to crush the grapes, and then the wine used to run into this boil, the vat. From the Kabbalah Yayin, and there was a keder that accepted wine. Sometimes they would pave it over there with lime. V'hayayin, and the wine mishtam b'teicha, we preserved in there. V'einum abed tipa, wouldn't lose anything. We borsed v'dorchin emayvchav megas. So that's the next piece of the Mishnah. Next Mishnah, part of the Mishnah. So therefore, since it's not yet wine, last few words. Dorchin im ha'oyvig chavim begas. You're allowed to stand there and crush with the guy the gas. There's no wine yet, no yisah. Avaloy b'itznima. You're not allowed to cut the grapes with him. Why aren't you allowed to cut the grapes? Because now you're creating tumma. Yisrael, okay, Rashi on top of the page. Avaloy b'itznin. Why not? Fisher noisin begas tmeya. You're not allowed to cut the grapes because what are you going to do with these grapes? All you did right now was you prepared it to mekabel tumma. It's not tumma yet. But since the next step is you're going to place it into this gas, into the place where you press the wine. The goyim tumah, and that's tummy. So the goyim tumah, you're the one who's causing tumah, shenisinas and the gas, the shame drichus. Why are you putting it in the gas in order to press, to crush these grapes? The drichus and to tamam, and that will become tummy. The goyim drichus, vadele mekabli tumah, the stumble yichshurum. He said before the dricha, so no, when you help cut it and it gets wet, it's mukshal kabel tumah. And the purpose is now to put it in the gas, which will become tumah. So you are helping increase the tumah. The stumah lehukshuru, stam is not mukshal. If you didn't intend to go ahead and to crush it, then you're not happy that you lost the juice of the grapes. If you stop cutting grapes to eat, then it's not mukshal kabel tumah. Because when you mukshal kabel tumah, it becomes wet, and you're happy that it becomes wet. And if you want to eat it, you're not happy to have all these messy grapes. You want whole grapes. But if your purpose is to crush the grapes, then you're very happy that it already started, you know, cutting. It makes it easier to crush later. The stumble of the kaimlon habayt to the gas hukshar. I we learned somewhere else that if you're cutting for a gas, it gets prepared. Hainu heichad hukshar vad. That's talking about when you intended. Kesavar also legal tumah lechol mezron. This town of hold, you're not allowed to increase tumah lechol. Back to the Mishnah. Now, a Yisrael, if a Yisrael, shehu aisa betumah, if a Yid is, let's say, picking his grapes while he is tamei, he's actually doing an aveda. What aveda is he doing if he's picking his own grapes? Because the whole idea, you have to give trumas and maises and all that. If he picks his own grapes while he's tamei, these grapes are going to become tamei, which means he cannot give trumas and maises. So he just did an aveda. So the way Rashi explains the Mishnah, others don't have a problem with, it comes out that there is actually an isr of making the truma tame, even though it's in the stage of tevel. Because there's no truma, you didn't say it. There's an isr to make truma. We'll do Rashi meant. Ra Yisrael shu aiser betumah v'yid betumah lo dorchin. You're not allowed to help impress, crush the grapes. Nor v'lo baitzin imay because you're masayed over the veda. Av malichin imay chavis legas. You're allowed to bring empty barrels to the gas to collect the grapes. Mevin imay minagas. You're allowed to take it from the gas with him because his tummy. Once his tummy ready, no buts. Kol zman he's in the middle of the job. Once he cut the grapes, he's very metam the grapes. Why can't you help him crush it? Because it's still middle of the job. And in the middle of the job, even though Rebbe came to tell me, we don't want you to be involved. But once the job is completed, now you're just transporting it, from ferrying it from one place to another. There's a, it's another job altogether. And since it's tummy anyway, you're not increasing anything. That's not called Messiah or
the
Ebra Veda.
The produce that's not the Shiva Aminim is Midarabonon. Got all the rules of Midarabonon. So that means you gotta watch all your workers shouldn't be Thomas Kerry for. This is Thomas Kerry, isn't it? Or this is more than Thomas Kerry?
No, he's Tommy. He's a non-modest. He doesn't care about anything. Why are you
Thomas
Kerry? Tommy Mays, anything.
So there was any production of any fruit and vegetables, because Midarabonon.
No, I'm talking about if you know. We're not chosh the guy's Tommy. We know for a fact he's Tommy. And today everyone's Tommy anyway. It doesn't make a difference. Rashi Yisrael ha'oisa peiroisa betume oiver avedu. He's considered oiver avedu. Why? Shari did stavel kach. He was warned. Hilcha hafilu dorchon. Even if you're just pressing it, nami osa. What's wrong with pressing it? It's already crushing it. It's already Tommy. Shadri chosim ba'aveda. Because pressing it is also an aveda. Begas tmeya. It's an aveda to press it there in this gas, which is Tommy. Why? The drichasan who ike to masam. The drich is the main tumah. Kishenas in mashke hain tumeyin. When the grape turn into liquid, they become tumah. Aye, they're gas through this gas. But also the sayeh the ever aveda. You know that helps on do an aveda. El a portion man, you should separate. The shaliyagul bekach. If you refuse to work with them, maybe they'll stop doing this. Avul ever gechadim lav ever aveda. Shaloni stava. Where was a guy ever instructed that he shouldn't make tumah? So it's not even. There's no problem with sayeh the ever aveda. Here we add a new element. Sayeh the ever. Says the Gemara Vayte. Sorry, next Rashi. Avam alichni melchav. Once the job is completed, you're allowed to ferry it around. Reikoni is empty barrel of gas. You're allowed to help bring empty barrels to the gas to fill them up. Umevin imelchav melay. Then you can fill them up after it's full. Min agas. The ain kan aveda. No aveda. Why not? The ma'acha shenitmu begas. Once they became tummy the gas, mutter losses ayayim bechavis tmeis. Once the tummy, what's wrong with putting them in tummy the barrels? You're not increasing any more than was before. Says the Mishnah Vayte, Nachtum a baker, so who oise betumah, a baker who does betumah, like Loshin, you should not help him need, v'loy orchim, I know you should help him put it out there on the boards, avol malichin imay pas lepalter. But you're allowed to take it with you to obey. Once the job is completed, you're allowed to be the freight company and take the bread and bring it to other bakeries. In this case, look at Rashi. Rashi learns here that Palter is the baker and Nachtum is the But other Hashem argue actually. It's all them Laveda because he's tummy and he's making it tummy. The Palter shoifes a pass. The one who the Palter will break it. So the other guy is the one who prepares it, and the Palter is the baker. So Nachtum is the one who sits there and kneads the dough and turns it into challah, whatever. Second Rabbi Avuna says no. I disagree with the Mishnah. We'll still see where it comes from. Yayin wine, kivon shehischili himashich. The moment it starts oozing out of the grapes down that gas over there, that wine pressing thing, oisei yayin nesech. It's already treated like yayin nesech. Rashi shehischili himashich shehagas asuye b'midron. It's on a slope. Not like the Mishnah says, once it reaches the vat. Once it starts oozing out the grapes on this wine press that's on a slope, it already is called yain as yain nesach.
No such thing as grape juice, basically. It's yain immediately.
According to this, yes. Tanan, we learned, loichin gas bu'uta minay v'chav. What are you talking about? The Mishnah clearly says that you're allowed to buy this gas bu'uta pressed grapes from a goy because it's not wine yet, and you're telling me that you're already yayin esach. Afapisha notl biyoda. The goy placed his hands into the wine. The nasad boy, he picked out the grapes and put them on the mount. Mamish l'koin, he touched the wine. Yet it says b'feish that it's mutter. What's going on here? Omer Rav Huna says, "Bigas pekuka umaleya." There it's talking about a slope that they put the blocker in, so there was no connection between the slope and the vat. It had no intention of eventually getting to the vat, and because there's no intention of eventually getting to the vat, therefore the wine there is not wine. I'm talking about a case here where the stopper is not there and it's slowly oozing out, and eventually the purpose is that it should get to the bottom and there was a filter there and would go into the vat. And my chiddush is twofold. Even before it gets to the vat, that because the purpose is to get to the vat, that already has a status of wine. And once it starts hitting the vat, then all the wine on this midrain, on this slope, is also already considered wine.
Say that the time of picking as well?
No, that's too far away. Rashi. Pekuka shepakuka hatzina. They block the pipe. Al pe abur. That's you know entering the bur. Shalayuchal elated. So the wine can no longer enter the vat. And that wine press is full of grapes. And the wine does not get drawn down. So therefore, it does not move from its original place. So what happens as a result of that? You're pressing the grapes, and the wine sits right there. Toshma coming here from it says in the Mishnah clearly, it does not become yayin nesech. Actually, you're in the bird. That means it sounds to me that even though there's no stopper there because it's about to go to the bird, nevertheless, it does not become yayin nesech until it actually hits the bird. And you say that as soon as if there's no stopper there, while it's already on the wine press, it's already yayin nesech. Hachinami here too, exactly what he means to say. Begas pekuka maleya. When it says achiyoda leboyer, it means because the poil it was blocked, therefore it does not become yayin. That's exactly what he's saying here. Because it cannot hit the bird, therefore it's there's no yayin esch there. But the moment it could hit the bird, it's already istam yayin. Toshma coming here, it says in the Mishnah, Yorad Leboid, it says in the Mishnah, once it hits the boy, Mashik Boid, also Shamutra. You're telling me, Maise, that if you once remove the block, everything there becomes a Yayin Esach. Here it says clearly, only once it hits the boy. It doesn't say only once you remove the block, the stopper. It says once you hit the boy, then everything becomes, and only what's inside the boy. And you said that everything on top is also. And it says clearly, which means that even after it hits the bird, the whatever is remaining on the wine press is mutter, vashar mutter. And you said, mfej asr. See, now we introduce a new answer. Kan be mishnah shayne, kan be mishnah acharayne. Later on, the Chachamim changed their mind. Remember, the whole thing is Tamiyenu is the Rabbanim. Later on, they changed their mind. What's this second Mishnah? The Tanya, interesting, calls the Mishnah when it's only a Braisa. The Tanya, we learned, Barishayna, in the beginning, they said, Badad. Badad is a Rosh Tevis, we'll soon see, and it goes as follows. Number one, they said in the beginning, Ein Boitzin, you're not allowed to pick grapes together with a goy, that's the base, Boitzin. You're not allowed to pick the grapes, because that's when you're starting the Tumah, we do not want you to generate Tumah in Eretz Yisrael. We don't want you to generate tumah in Eretz Yisrael. And remember, when you're picking the grapes, they become a little bit wet, so now become mukshel lekamel tumah. This starts the process of becoming tummy. No, there's nothing wrong with getting wet because you have no interest in that juice. It's only by grapes because you want it. If the grapes are being picked in order to crush, so you want it to turn to grapes. No problem.
Juice.
If you take oranges and some oranges smashed, who cares? That's not mukhshul kabatumah. You don't want it to be smashed. We're talking about habaytzel liga. That is the purpose. Sometimes you have grapes to eat. Yeah, so it depends what your kavan is. Yeah. That's number one. The dalad was ve'ein dorchin im Yisrael. You're not allowed to press the grapes to the yid. If he doesn't pay the betumah, since he's doing an aveda, because he's going to deny true maises, and we don't want to help out or assist someone doing an aveda. So that's the dalad, dorchin. The third letter, which is the second dollar, is Dorchim Imoy Vachon Begas. Be allowed to press with the goyin gas because there's no wine there yet. Remember, it doesn't get turned to wine until it gets to the bottom. Tum is tummy ready anyway. The moment that those grapes, if the goy picked the grapes, put them, placed them on his wine press, it became tummy. So I'm not adding any more tum. It's too late already. That's how it used to be. That's our Mishnah. Let's do Rashi quickly. Rashi, three lines into the line. The batzim manamein ain boitzim may bechavim vuadin liyisrael. Nor can you help a yid ha'oseh peiroseh betumah. That's picking grapes if he's doing a tumah u'moisiv alav yisrael. But by yid is even a bigger chumrah. By a guy you're allowed to stand and crush with them because it's no problem. It's not yayin esech and you're not adding tumah because tummy. Sha'af ain doichin imay. Why betzida he gram tumah? When you cut the grapes, that's when it caused the tumah. Shohuv tzuru v'kvadodem sha'boitzim may licha legas v'gas tmeya. Since the intention was to bring it to the gas is tummy. But a yid, you're not allowed to help a yid at all to be doidich his thing. Why not? Because you're messiah, says Rashi, explained to you before. Since when you picked the grapes, it became, as soon as you put them in the gas, it became tummy. I hacking your system in the grapes because he's not over Vedish. He was never instructed not to make it tummy. Shoddy permitted. Behold, there's no wine, it's a little boy. Back to the Gemara, it says the Gemara, but what happened later on was the Chazu Leimer, they did decide to say the Bezdin Dabad. They changed it from Badad to Dabad. What's their favorite Dabad? Number one. You're not allowed to press together with the guy. Why are you allowed to press with the guy? Because you're mishum de ravuna. Because you're continuing the perpetuating that tumor that you bring that you because you're making tumor. You're not allowed to help him press. We'll see. The ain boitzri in Yisrael. Sorry, the reason why you're not helping press is because it's already yayin esek. The moment the wine oozes out on the wine press and the kavana is to enter the vat, it's already yayin esek. It's also about no. How in the world can you help him out? You're not allowed to get paid. So you're not allowed to do that. Not because you're helping Eved Aveda, because there's no Aveda there, but rather because you're getting, it's also about no, and you're getting benefit from it. Rashi, because you're having a no. Back to Gemara. The ain boitzin in Yisrael. You're not allowed to help out a yid. You're not allowed to help out a yid who's doing his fruits betumah because you're helping him do an aveda. The choshke, you're not allowed to even cut the grapes because you're helping him start doing aveda. He's going to bring out tumah soon, and you're not going to do tumah maisish. The choshke in shein dorchin. Sure, you're not allowed to help him press. You're mamish then, because that's when it's going to become tumah, and you're helping an aveda. What aveda says Rashi? Then boitzin in Yisrael, mishum the goyim tumah. Because you bring in tumah. Now the problem is not that you bring in tumah to Yisrael. Because this braisa holds there's no problem of tumah to Yisrael. So what's the problem? The problem is va'avagav the svilon hashter we hold mutter ligim tumah luchulin. This braisa holds that you're allowed to increase tumah to Yisrael. That's why you're allowed to help the goy. You're allowed to help the goy cut the grapes because it doesn't matter about tumah to Yisrael. So why can't you help the eid press the grapes? No yain nesachay. What's the problem? Kilekani sefer hani mili doy v'chum by goy you're allowed to. But you're allowed to increase tumah. Who cares? Avo the Yisrael tevulim heim letruma. Now this is Rashi Chiddush. Normally you say you're not allowed to take truma, make it tummy, because it says in the pasuk vani mishmeres mishmarti that I want you to protect it, not to make it tumma. Rashi uses that at the stage of tevel, that even while it's tevel you're not allowed to make it tummy because it's truma mixed in. There's a big machlek is showing him how do we understand tevel. Actually, machlek is Rashi Tesis in Gittin from Tesling. How do you understand tevel? What's tevel? Is tevel a mixture of truma and chulin? That's the problem of tevel. Or is tevel a metzias of it on its own? And there's no truma there. There's nothing there. There's no chulin or truma, nothing. And when you set it out truma, you're creating two new concepts, truma and chulin. Rashi seems clearly from here you hold that there's already truma in that tevel before you separate it. So therefore, there's an isra being metame tevel. What isra is there? The isra being metame truma. Look at Rashi here. Aval the Yisrael tevulim heim letruma. It's already tevel for truma. But also ligrim truma letruma. Where's the truma here? We're talking about tevel. You didn't do anything yet. It's already comes under the banner of making truma to truma. The chiv it says vani hine nasat lechaz neshmeres trumasi. I'm giving you the guardianship of my truma. B'shtei truma. It says of the lashon rabim b'shtei trumas hakasim medaber. We're talking about two trumas. Truma to meiser. The chosh ken shein dorchin. So you're not allowed to even pick because you're helping him do an aveda making tumah to tevel, which is tumah. And the choshkein and surely you're not allowed to help him actually press because that's when the tumah is. The first stage is preparing it for tumah. The second stage is when it actually becomes tummy. When it hits that vat, it becomes tummy. And what are you doing? Back to the Gemara. And the choshkein and surely. Sorry. I will boitzin ima oivikachavim begas. Once it's in the gas, you're not allowed to do press anything because it's already yayin esek. But you're allowed to help a guy cut. But the mission is you're not allowed to help a guy cut because you're increasing tumor. The b'rais is you're allowed. You know why? Shemutu ligrim tumor lochol. So you're allowed to increase tumor. Says the Gemara, ve'enlo yayin esek chachir leboy. You're telling me that in the mission it says it does not become yayin esek until it hits the boy. But Tanya learned elsewhere yayin that wine. When do we consider it wine? Misha yikve. When do we consider it regarding maisa? When do we say that you're not allowed to? Once you have a chiv or truma maisa, you're not allowed to eat it in kava or aray. When do we say that it's considered the job is complete and that and so on and so forth? When you have the dregs floating on top. When you have mishayikva, when you have a skin with floating on top, that means the wine itself was already separated from the grapes and it's all ready to drink. So it's before the gas. Amarava like kasha. Harabakiva harabonin. That's the pin of akiva, pin of bonin. Now we learned yayin mishayir lebar. As soon as it hits the bar, it's already yayin. That's according to our Mishnah. And Abakiva says, no, mishayikva. It's a little bit later. It hits the yayin, the bar then has to settle down. After it settles, what happens is all the dregs flow to the top, to the surface. That's when it becomes yayin. So our Mishnah follows the opinion that says as soon as it hits the bar. Rashi, yayin mishayikve, havig mar malocha, that's considered the final drop. L'inyin maise, regarding maise, le'ose b'shtiyas adi, now drink the shtiyas adi. Mishayikve, loshen tzof, floating, k'may kofa tohime, we had a sukkah over there with the achitei from Dovra Melech, we think the floating top of the tohime, sh'tzofin ha'chatzonim ala yayin, with the sediment over there, and the skins and all that, are floating atop of the wine, kishahu noch b'boy, when it's resting the boy. So it's not right away.
What's the loshen when it starts raining in the sukkah, you sing in the sukkah, and you have to get out?
When things are flowing, in other words, not straight away when it falls in the bar, you got to give it time. I don't know how long it takes until the wine settles. And now it's ready to drink. That's when it's called wine. Kozman's all mixed together, even though it fell in the bar. You still. But in Tzadik Gemara, they had a filter. But it's like a sieve. But the sieve was not able to trap everything. Things still escaped through.
Got through.
That's right. So then they would wait, like you said, a few days till the weather separates, and then they would skim it off, and then they would use the wine. So it's that straight away.
Is that automatic? So it's, you don't have the last bit of melacha you can do.
Yeah, it is automatic. The question is only when does it have the yayin? Remember, the Amish holds it's not yayin nesech until it's mamish yayin. What stage is it called yayin? So the Mishnah says as soon as it hits the boat. And the Rebbe Kiva says no. Even if it hits the boat, it's not yayin yet, because can I drink it? When is it yayin? When the dregs are separated.
Right, but then you're allowing the person to that directly.
It's true, but halachically, it does not have the name of yayin. So it's not chayv through maisa. And yayin nesech is not yayin. According to Amish, it's not yayin nesech either, until it's yayin. Not skimming. Okay. Avish kofa mashav aboyd in the boyd koilit min agasel yoyne v'shoyse drink she'oyse shal yor laboyd lo nigma lachtai, and that which isn't is like nigma lachtai. So the Gemara, actually we'll stop right here. See you tomorrow, Mitzvah.